The mayor of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality is commenting on the effect the escalating trade war between Canada and the U.S. is having on their ability to buy what they need. CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark shared his reaction to the escalating conflict.
So this time around with the trade war, we're kind of now familiar with what happened the first course around, but also the other geopolitics of what's happened in the Middle East and situations like Iran that are driving volatility in the, for instance, in the fuel pricing. And so now, as we try to take stock of what does this current round of trade volatility mean, so some of the things that happen, obviously, we'll be worried about longer term is the supply chain, things like specialty equipment that has to be procured, especially vehicles that would be unique. But parts is something that can be supplied by a Canadian firm, but they're sourcing out of the United States. As an example, as we procure fire trucks, a fire truck has components that Canadian companies are assembling and putting together and delivering, but they're getting a significant amount of their parts out of the United States. So it's still too early to assess right now. But what we're aware of is that we need to be, you know, mindful and cautious, which we have. We've been paying close attention to the impact of fuel pricing and the fluctuations that are there, but also that governments came to a resolve once to get some stability, and we're hopeful that we'll see that again in the very near future. But it's clearly a Canadian approach that's being done, and the Prime Minister has the country rallied behind him in the efforts on this. At the same time, we're seeing the global reaction to this being in support of Canada and its efforts to have a fair trade deal so we have long-term stability within our market. But in the short term, there is uncertainty, but we are assured that everyone is doing their job of monitoring and being at the ready if we have to make adjustments. But it's not to say that this year we're sort of into major procurement decisions being done, but it will potentially have, if this continues, impact on next year's budget come the new year.
He spoke more about procurement difficulties when it comes to current and future budgets.
So a lot of the CBRM's budget, especially for public works and major capital projects and work, has already been committed and underway with the construction season. A lot of the procurement for vehicles or specialty units and things like fire fleet would have already been underway and committed at this point. It's about delivery. And so we should have stability for the most part. The volatility comes when we have to look at, I'll go, for instance, to transit, when you have buses that have regular maintenance activity, parts and supplies that are required. Canadian companies supplying that have to source it in the United States could be impacted, and some of those cost impacts transferred in operationally. At this point, all directors are being mindful of that and monitoring, but it will be, if this is an ongoing trade dispute that enters into the new fiscal year, one that we will have as part of the deliberations and will be part of the reporting to council by our officials of impacts as a result of a trade war and any residual things that come out of that.
Clark also discussed how the community is responding to the Buy Canadian movement.
Well, if you look at it, our local residents have been very much to respond as simple as, with regards to refreshments at the NSLC. People were very much in support and rallying behind, and we've seen people get behind local, whether it's craft breweries, ciders or Nova Scotian wines and Canadian. But the other thing we've seen is the interprovincial cooperation and trying to take down trade barriers as a plus. And so the trade stresses and pressures have opened up a Canada to province, better trade. And within our communities, buying local, when we look at our support for things like the Cape Breton Food Hub, I mean, food safety and security, the supply chains uncertainty, we're seeing growth in those areas, and we see growth in our local farmers market. When you look at the success locally at the NSCC Sydney Waterfront campus. It's not just a vibe and an energy. It's actually revenue being generated and people supporting local and encouraging local. So as a municipality, those are elements that will come forward. It'll be part of our procurement discussions about how we do more within our community. But we're also part of our regular works that we do, like for road work. We break down contracts so that local contractors have the best shot of business here for the community, within the community. And so we take unique approaches to that. So on anything that could help with a local initiative and by local efforts, we'll be happy to add our voice and support to that.
Ottawa has promised to match incoming U.S. tariffs dollar for dollar, as well as provide over $7 billion in tariff relief measures. The U.S. has already imposed tariffs on a number of Canadian goods, with more planned to go into effect in January. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.